What's up, people? What's up? Welcome back. This is Chef Ed, your host. All right, your host with the veggie most. So today, all right, I've gotten a lot of requests for this, and it's been one of those recipes where people have been trying and they've been doing different kinds of things, and I just want to give my version and my recipe, all right, because I feel like my recipes are the best. You know, but you can be the judge of that, all right? You are here listening because you know they are the best. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously. All right, so today we're talking about carrot hot dogs. Yes, carrot hot dogs, all right? Don't just look like the basic barbecue classic. They actually taste like it, right? This recipe, it's nice and smoky. It has a sweet marinade that brings the carrots to life, you know, turning them into this delicious grillable vegan hot dog. All right, so let's just jump right into the recipe. All right, so this is for all of my peeps out there that have been asking me for a recipe. Here we go. All right, so ingredients, let's go down the ingredients. We're gonna need about 6 carrots. All right, each of them, try to get them the same size. This is super important because they're gonna cook, they're gonna marinate together just as good, right? And we're looking for about 3/4 of an inch thick. We don't want it too thick, we don't want it too thin. All right, we're also gonna need 1 cup of vegetable broth, right? We're gonna need 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, about 2 to 3 tablespoons of soy sauce. If you don't have soy sauce, you can use tamari, all right? Or your favorite soy sauce, that works perfectly fine. Also, we're gonna need about 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, okay? 1.5 teaspoon of smoked paprika, okay? 1/2 teaspoon of liquid smoke, very important, all right? And then, you know, your hot dog buns, because, you know, if you're making hot dogs, you gotta have some buns, okay? So that's it, really easy, really simple. These are the ingredients, all right, to make this delicious hot dog situation. Now, let's get the marinade down. With the marinade, you wanna peel your carrots, right, and trim off the ends. Combine all of the remaining ingredients in a large bowl. All right, then you want, once you combine everything and you mix it really well, I would actually even add 1 or 2 cloves of garlic to this, right? Mince it up or put it into your bullet or your machine, buzz it so everything is nice and pureed, everything is combined really nicely. And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna let your carrots submerge into this liquid, all right? You wanna let it sit for at least 30 to 45 minutes. All right, the smaller the carrots are, the quicker they're gonna marinate. The bigger they are, the longer it's gonna take for them to marinate and for the flavors to really seep through the carrot. All right, so think about this when you're marinating your carrots, okay? So once they're completely submerged, you wanna flip them over, and I would say flip them over about 20 minutes in, you know, until they are, let's see, I would say about 20 minutes in, flip them just so that they're completely submerged, right? The whole idea is to get the marination all around, all right? So once that marination is done, the next step is next. Now we're gonna get ready for boiling, right? So you're gonna transfer your carrots and the marinade to a pot, all right? If the marinade does not cover the carrots, add some water until the carrots are fully covered. You wanna bring this to a boil, cover it and let it cook for about 15 to 20 minutes, but you want to let it cook nice and slow, all right? Or until the carrots are fully cooked through. So I like to cook it nice and slow, so this way the flavor gets into there, it doesn't boil too fast, the liquid doesn't reduce and then create this situation that we don't want. So nice and slow, once it comes to a boil, just let it simmer, all right? And you want to make sure that your carrots are fully covered, okay? So you're cooking this for about 15 to 20 minutes. Okay, you should be able to pierce them with a fork, but they should not be so soft that they break easily. So you have to pay attention to this, all right? So stick a fork in it. You wanna make sure that when you pick it up, it slides right off the fork and it goes back into the pot, but you don't want it falling apart, like I said. Okay, so once that's done, now we're ready for the best part, which is the grilling and the serving of it, all right? At this point, you can serve the carrots or you can sear them or you can grill them. I would prefer to grill them just so you can add some more smoky flavor. You can add some char, because what's a good hot dog without some char? All right. So definitely char your carrots. You know, make sure that they're nice and caramelized, some flavor on there. Put that on your bread. Add your mustard, add your ketchup, add whatever relish you want to add. And ladies and gentlemen, you have a delicious carrot hot dog. All right. So check this recipe out. Make it. Let me know what you think. All right. You can find me on all social media at Chef Ed Harris. That is Chef Ed Harris. All right. For Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, TikTok, all that good stuff. And just let me know how you like this recipe. And if there's a particular recipe that you're looking for, you know, hit me up, send me a message, and I'll be happy to put something together and release it for you. All right. So with that being said, I want to wish each and every one of you a happy, happy weekend. Grill some food, make some carrot hot dogs, and just live life, you know, to the best of your ability. Be happy, be healthy, and don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, eat some more veggies. This is Chef Ed, and I am out. All right. I'm about to go have some fun with my babies. All right, so I will catch you next time. All right, later, everyone.